Example 29. My lover left me. Example. My boyfriend, whom I've been living with for the last 2 years, moved out. We didn't agree on everything, and we did fight about some things, but nothing very serious. I thought that we were doing okay, and I can't believe that he doesn't want us to be together anymore. He swears that he's not going to be with someone else, but how can you supposedly love someone and then just all of a sudden move out for no reason? Most people who want a relationship believe that a mediocre relationship is better than no relationship at all, but we do not agree with that. In other words, since the potential for a glorious relationship always exists, we never encourage settling for less. Remember that you feel the way you do because of the mix of vibrations within you, and that no two people feel exactly the same way about anything. It's possible for two people to be sharing what appears to be an identical experience, but one person is enjoying it while the other is not, because their individual mixture of vibrations varies. Rather than trying to figure out what another person wants and then putting your efforts towards satisfying his or her desires, it's much more productive and satisfying for you to be directing your thoughts toward the things that you desire. Whatever you're living is causing you to make regular deposits into your vibrational escrow account. So anytime something happens that you do not want, you send out a request for what you prefer instead. So, for example, now that your lover has left your experience, your request for someone who wants to be with you has been submitted in a stronger, clearer way than ever before. Many of your experiences throughout this lifetime have caused you to make requests, and so you've created a magnificent relationship that waits for you in vibrational escrow and calls you toward the fulfillment of it. And as you find more downstream thoughts, you get closer to the realization of these desires. But today, while your heart is breaking, you're going against the current, and you're not allowing yourself to get closer to the relationship that waits for you. People are often amazed when we tell them that every bad thing that's ever happened to them in a relationship is part of the reason why such a magnificent relationship now waits for them. However, if they continue to beat the drum of those bad things that have happened, they'll continue to deprive themselves of the discovery of that wonderful creation. Some might argue that even though it seems that someone abruptly made a decision and left, there had to be signs of your relationship breaking down that you were missing, and that if you had been more tuned into your boyfriend, you might have been able to turn this around if you had caught the trouble at an earlier stage. But we're quite pleased that you did not see this coming, because that means you were not looking for trouble, and we can also tell that you were predominantly focused upon the positive aspects of your relationship. So, if I was predominantly thinking positive thoughts, then why did he leave? Well, this is something we really want you to come to understand. When you are predominantly feeling good, all things are aligning for your ultimate satisfaction. In other words, your life with its ups and downs has caused you to create a vibrational escrow of a wonderful future life experience, and you're being called toward it. So whenever you're feeling good, that wonderful future is in the process of making its way to you and you to it. Simply put, anyone who moves out of your experience for any reason was not a match to the wonderful future that's waiting for you in vibrational escrow. Here's something else that you might find fascinating. Let's say that you were watching your boyfriend closely in your desire to please him in every way possible, and you had begun to notice that he was beginning to be unhappy and no longer completely satisfied in your relationship. And then, in your awareness of his unhappiness, you begin to feel worried, and so you tried harder and harder to make him happy. The most important thing that we want you to understand is that in your focus, which caused your unhappiness, you're no longer a match to your own desires. So now you're moving upstream, not downstream. You're a match to his unhappiness, not to your true desires. And in that situation, you would probably hold him in your experience longer. In other words, by focusing upon your boyfriend's unhappiness and in your efforts to modify conditions to bring him to a happier place, you're actually becoming more out of alignment with who you really are and what you really want. You've soothed him, and so he stays longer, and many think that is success. But from the bigger picture, what has happened is that you have worked to please him instead of yourself. And under those conditions, in time, you would be the one who would be wanting to leave. By being unaware of his discomfort, and by continuing to focus upon positive aspects in your relationship, you remain true to your real vision of a relationship. And since he's not matching that true vision, he is leaving. And friend, we promise you, that is not a bad thing. When you consistently feel good, even when people are freaking out around you and even leaving you, what you really want must find you. It will be more difficult now, But in the same way you did not let his increasing unhappiness affect you, if you can now not allow his leaving to upset you, then the relationship that you've been crafting all along will come to you. And then your work will be the same again, to look for positive aspects. Do not get drawn into anyone's drama. Do not stand on your head to please others in a distorted way of soothing their misalignment. It's better to let those things that are not a match leave your experience. This pain you're feeling is multifaceted, as it touches on so many things that matter to you. Not only do you feel unloved when what you want is love, but you feel insecure when what you want is security. You feel abandoned while what you want is to be adored. And while we understand that so soon after your lover has left you, it's not easy to find good feeling thoughts, still, that must be your dominant intention. The law of attraction is matching you up with circumstances, events, and other people who match your vibration. And so if you will deliberately choose your vibration, especially one that matches your own specifically created vibrational escrow, someone you would consider to be a perfect mate must come to you. Conversely, if you do not line up with the lover you really want, you will attract a lover who matches how you feel. And if you feel abandoned, you can only attract another who will behave in the same way. With far less time and effort than you think, you can come into alignment with your idea of a perfect relationship. And there will be a time, not so far from now, when you'll look back on this lover who just left you with great appreciation for the serious contribution he helped you make toward the creation of your perfect mate. You may want to write him a letter that says, "Thank you for breaking my heart, and in the process helping me to clarify what I really want. Thank you for the painful experience of giving birth to such powerful rockets of desire that when I turned in the direction of that desire, I was swiftly transported into this blissful relationship. It is my desire that your interaction with me has provided you with the same wonderful benefit." Many people work very hard to try to make things work out, but we want you to understand that when you work to bring yourself into alignment with you, rather than into alignment with what someone else wants you to be, then the universe will bring you the match. Just work to maintain your alignment, and the universe will deliver to you partners who are aligned. It is law. So start where you are and reach for increasingly better feeling thoughts. For example, "I'm in a state of shock and depression. I don't know what to do. I can't believe this has happened. I thought he was the one. Why would he lead me on like that? Why would he pretend that he wanted to be with me forever?" Now, see if you can move from your feeling of powerlessness. Reach for something that makes you at least feel like getting out of bed. For instance, "This is the last time something like this will happen to me. I don't deserve to be treated like this. I'm glad that he left because clearly he's not who I thought he was." Negative as these thoughts are, they're giving you a feeling of relief. Keep going. "Clearly, we aren't right for each other. There's no point in wasting more time figuring that out. This was an extremely clarifying situation for me. I've learned so much in such a short period of time. Thinking back, I can sort of feel this coming. At the time, I didn't want to see it, but now I realize it had been coming. I'm not sorry that this has happened. Nothing terrible has really happened here. It's not a bad thing to find out that what I really want is somewhere else. This relationship has helped me to more clearly define who I am and what I'm looking for. I feel newly energized regarding relationships. I'm going to take my time as I move forward. There's no urgency about figuring this out. I'm actually happy to have some breathing space. In a strange way, I'm looking forward to what comes next. I know that what will come next will be better because of this relationship. Someday I may thank him for helping me to get clear about what I do want. However, that day is not today. Well, maybe it is, a little. You have to admit you do feel better, and that is your only work. If you will continue to feel good, everything that you desire must come.